Hello guys, truckdriver101.com, Big Ken here. Sorry the mic has to be so close to my mouth. I do apologize, but I'm still trying to find the perfect headset. So guys, a Warner driver a while ago, I came by a story. I get email stories from the Trucker Review. You can go check their website out. A while ago, a truck driver was stabbed working for Warner Enterprises. I'm not going into detail because that's somebody's family member and I'm not the news out to exploit it. But bottom line, it was a young cat who did it, who stabbed him several times and then stabbed his trainer several times and then ran off. Police caught him, of course, and he's probably facing, you know, life in prison, obviously. Because the guy did die from the stab wounds. Long story short here, this is going to be quick because it's very simple. You know, on the Warner side, I fault them because training has so many bad reviews. It needs to be a local thing, in my opinion. It needs to be done by people who will bring the trainee back. It's less stressful because let's face it, people today are not super strong like back in the day. These are not 19-year-old empire builders of America back in the 20s. You know, these are people who haven't had a, you know, their license sometimes until they were 21, 20 years old. And there is a lack of personal strength due to that. You know, having kids at a younger age, having responsibilities at a younger age, ages you and your maturity level. Whereas today, you know, you just don't have a lot of mature adults that understand the difference between rage and anger and the easy way out of taking your emotions out on someone else and understanding the consequences of that. A lot of times, even though somebody may have a CDL nowadays, because you can get one at 18, you're dealing with somebody who doesn't have the 20 years ago 18-year-old mentality. I mean, a 18-year-old 20 years ago, well, 30 years ago, or well, more like 40 years ago, would have been a parent, a mortgage owner, a business owner in some cases. I mean, that's a increase in maturity, you know, and that's just not there. And on the trainer side, you know, not everybody grew up from the baby boomer era, and even from my generation, and this lack of maturity in society just doesn't work well with over-the-road training, because you have two immature people sometimes who get together and overblow conversations or arguments about things that are not important, you know? And basically what you really have is a story of two people who lost two lives, because you have a guy who stabbed somebody who basically took a life of a guy who would have been retired in 1 year. And the thing is, for what? You know, at the same time, he loses his life because he stabbed somebody. So he's in jail most likely for the rest of his life. That's dumb, you know? And I don't care what the guy did or what the guy said. There was a million other options besides stabbing him, you know? The problem with all this shit is that it's the Warner and the trucking industry not facing these facts that we are not the 1960s generation. You know, we're not that generation. We're not the 1940s generation. You know, people nowadays need an easier lifestyle to have less violent and more successful training. And at some point, the trucking industry is going to have to admit that. Now, the company I work for right now does do that. They do train on day cab. I've told you guys when I used to work at Falcon 2, they do train, and they have trainers that will you'll get home every night. You know, you can find this out there, you know, when you graduate, places that will train you. But I still recommend you go OTR because do at least 6 months of something over the road because it will educate you and sharpen your skills. It takes a little stress out because when you're training locally, it's very easy to become lazy. A lot of guys that I deal with now, they're lazy. You know, they've been, some of them have been OTR people since, not OTR people, local people since they started in trucking. And they are very, very lazy. You know, I get, people talk crap to me because I'll get out and I'll check, you know, whether I'm lined up on the dock. I'll get out and check the tires and things of that nature. These guys often, they can be very detailed at things that, you know, they'll check the inside of the trailer. They like to check things that cause, that are kind of silly, because the truth is, you know, when you're handling the truck, your responsibility is to get it in the dock. I'm not saying don't check inside the trailer, obviously, but the truth is, when you check inside the trailer, even if there's something wrong, but you didn't check the trailer that you backed up, you're trying to deal with something someone else did and not what you did. You get what I'm saying? In other words, you're looking for an argument. You know, a lot of them, because that's how it is, a lot of them, they can't wait to find out, did that guy put a hole in the roof? You know, did that guy do this? They'll go in the side and argue for an hour about that. But if they screw up, they knock a door off, it's an hour and a half conversation about how they should have moved the dock, or, you know, or some other stuff. Or the other day I watched the switcher, or the yard dog. That's the guy who runs around the lot, and he drops the trailer off. And he's too lazy to back a dock up, because the guy who runs the inside, one of the managers, goes, "Hey man, drop that trailer right there." And I drop it right there. He's sitting there looking at me. Like, you know, what do you think I'm supposed to do that? You think I'm supposed to? And I'm looking at him like, yeah, your boss just told you, you know, you have to do this. And then he backs up the trailer real quick, all, and it's all jacked up. It's like off to the right. And I'm looking at it like, this guy, he's unbelievably lazy. He doesn't get out and check anything, you know. But at the same time, if you screw up, yeah, oh, he's all over it. Oh man, he's all over it. You know, it's funny. It's like, I don't know. It to me, it's just when you've been OTR, it makes you check up on yourself, because you're always going, every time when you're OTR, you go into some strange place, and what you do is very, very important because you represent your company. A lot of local guys just don't have that mentality. But anyway, back to the point of this. If you're in a truck, whether you're a trainee, whether you're a trainer, I want you to do one thing. If you feel unsafe, leave the truck. Always keep enough money in your pocket to leave the truck, okay? Don't sit on the truck and you don't feel safe. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Just wanted to ramble on about that, I guess. But the basic point of all this is, don't sit in if you feel unsafe, because you only get one life. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com.